Okay, so on that note, we're going to do lesson number 12. Last week, I think, was 11. Today is, God help me, February 20th? I'm so lost. 19th, 2020. And this is sitting with the legs straight. So I apologize, I'm a little lost with things. You can't imagine why. Oh, Lord, right? Okay. So take a moment to sense how you're feeling there on the floor today. Observe your breath, your breathing. Observe your spine, how you're sensing your spine, in particular in between the shoulder blades and your pelvis. So we're going to be working a lot with your spine today, integrating flexion and extension, as well as freeing up the hip joints. So dial yourself into those shoulder blades, to your pelvis, slowly and gently roll your head to the right and left, taking some of the, they left goodies for us. Still, chocolates. And then when you bring your head back to the center, I'd like you to take a moment to focus on your breath and your breathing. Your inhalation and your exhalation. And just how is your breath and breathing today? Roll to your side. Come up to sitting. You're going to sit with your legs long and you're going to lean on your hands behind you. A comfortable place. As you guys know, fingers are always forward so your elbows can bend. And your legs are spread in a V comfortably. That's it. And just start in this position of thinking of rounding your back a little bit, taking yourself back, and then arching, just like we do on your back, yes. Pushing your belly out. So rounding, and when you round, you tuck the tail, the whole back rounds, the shoulders come forward. When you arch, the shoulders come back, the whole spine comes forward, and you sit on the tailbone. And are you breathing? So one of the things to watch, Casey and Bonnie, you guys pivot in your hips versus round. So I want you to feel first what you're doing and then change it. And this is going to help us a lot, Casey, with your back. So again, it goes back to there's some fear there to round, go into your back, right? And so what you do is just tilt. So, yeah. So think of rounding, pull the belly up, and then arching and sit on the tailbone. Push your belly out more. Okay, Bonnie, that is better. Okay, so let's go to your back for a minute. Let's bend your knees. This is for you, Casey, so you can feel it there, because I know you do it well here. So really arch your back even more, yes, and really think of like down here, pushing forward, sit on those tailbones, and then pull that all in so your pelvis gets flat. There you go. And do that again. Yes. Do that a couple times. So everybody do it here. So feel how you do it here, and then we'll come up to sitting again. So you're tilting the pelvis, okay? Good. Now, come back up to sitting. Spread the legs a little bit. Lean on the hands. And you don't need the hands, you'll see that much, but you use them a little bit. And then do the same movement. Think of it coming nice, Lynn, from your pelvis. You're rounding and arching, and then the spine kicks in, the shoulders kick in, the knees can be bent. They're in the V, but they can be bent. Better, Casey, but still, I gotta figure this out with you. Spread your legs wider. See if that helps. Or is that worse? Okay, bring them back. Good. Now, lean on your hands, pause for a moment, and now you're going to go to your right leg and you're going to start to lift the right leg from the heel away from the floor. So lift the leg and lower. This is going to help, Casey. So the leg feels really heavy because you're in your hips so much. That's it. So lift the leg and lower. So when you lift the leg, you're going to round some. When you lower the leg, you arch and come sitting tall. Better, Casey. You're getting better on the left side, and you don't even know it, right? Okay, pause with the right leg. Let's go to the left leg. So really pay attention, Casey, as you're doing the left leg, right? Feel on the right side that you can round back, right? It's the side that gets stuck, right? So for all of you, you notice the difference. One leg is more difficult. So for Casey, let's go back to the right leg now. Lift the right leg again. And it's not so much the lifting of the right leg and lowering it. I want you, Casey, to feel what you allow to happen on the left side. Feel what you do with the left side to lift the right leg. Right? Right? Do it a couple times. All of you, because Lynn, you do the right leg better. So you feel what do you permit to happen, and then go to the left leg. And then, see, you need to let something happen on the right side to lift the left leg. It's not about the leg that you're lifting. And can you breathe, Corinne? I'm not doing CPR today.
No, I breathe when I come up.
Okay. Maybe you're just concentrating. Ah. Okay, let's rest on your backs. We'll come back up. I know, right? Okay, please come up again. Same position. Okay, this is one of those lessons where, okay, now it's the toughest of the tough, and then we go back to finding ease. Lift both legs. I know, Bonnie's looking at me like, you've got to be kidding. Okay, so when you lift the legs, think of rounding. When you put them back down, think of arching, sitting tall. Nice, Lynn. Okay, let it go and rest on your backs. Mm. Okay, come back up to sitting, please. Once you're sitting, you're going to bend your right knee so the right foot is standing. That's it. And you're going to continue to keep the left hand down. You're going to turn your face to the left. And then you're going to wrap the right arm around your head to hold the left ear. So over the top. That's it. And gently, so again, the legs are in a slight V. Gently, you're going to start to, not so much with the right leg, but the left. Yeah, there you go. Just a slight, so I should have not said that. Anyways, Bonnie, bring it back in a little bit. Your left leg, there you go. Okay, so start to fold yourself to take your right elbow down in the direction of the left knee. Okay? So then the weight gets less on the hand. Beautiful, Lynn. So think about rounding and folding, and then you come up again. And think of some directions here. So you first could start with the inside of the left knee, and then fold right over top the left knee, and then we'll eventually add a little more twisting to the outside of the left knee. Right, so to bring the elbow to the outside means that spine has to turn a little bit more. And as most of you start to feel is that your right sit bone comes up a little bit. Right, and so we're helping organize one side compared to the other. Nice. Okay. Come back to the center for a minute, okay? Lower your hand. And now leaning on both hands, keep your right leg standing. Just a couple times, try to lift the left leg now. See if that's lighter and easier. Again, remember round and arch. That's it, Lynn. And breathe. Nice, Casey, it's getting clearer. So it's helping to have the right leg bent. Okay, on your backs, rest. Notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, please come up to sitting again. Once you're sitting, you're going to bend the left knee. You're going to turn your face to the right, and then you're going to wrap the left arm around to hold the right ear. So now you're going to direct your left elbow first to the inside of the right knee, then to the top of the right knee, and eventually to the outside. So it takes a little bit more twisting and turning of the spine. Nice, Bonnie. And all of you, it's very nice how you're bending yourself forward so you bring weight off of that right hand, which you're doing so well. And when you come up to sit is when you breathe. You exhale as you fold. And think of rounding. Rounding in your spine. Nice, Lynn. Nice, Bonnie. That's it. Pause. Come back to leaning on both hands. That's it. And then keeping, no, I think you keep that leg up, your left leg up. Lift the right and lower it. Round the back. Nice, Casey. And arch. So really involve your spine. That's the key part in your pelvis, rounding and arching. So the other place that you're releasing is not only the hip flexors, but the hamstrings. Beautiful. Okay, and let's rest on our backs. So when the back, in many ways, when our back feels compromised, that's a nice word, the hamstrings, glutes tighten and the pelvis locks up. So just feel what's changing. Feel how you're lying there on the floor, your breath and your breathing. Okay, so let's come back up to sitting. Let's come back up with the legs both long. Lean on the hands behind you. That's it. Let's first round and arch. And let's see if you can get that pelvis involved. Okay, see, it's moving now. It's getting better. That's it, Bonnie. Really get that pelvis moving. Good. Pause. And now let's go back to lifting the right leg. Let's see how that is. Lift and lower. Excellent. Now, can you lift the right leg and make circles? So let's make a clockwise circle going out and around. Nice, Casey. So keep it up and then counterclockwise. And rest on your backs. Let's take a rest. Come back up to sitting, legs long, and let's try the left leg. So let's first lift and lower the left leg. Much better, Casey, much better. Good. Then can you keep it up and start to do a few circles? Start maybe counterclockwise, I think might be easier, I don't know, or clockwise, however you want to go. Change the direction. Good. Rest on your backs again. Trying to give you more rest in between pauses. Okay, let's come up again. Lean on the hands. Okay, let's go back to lifting both legs at the same time. Up and down. Nice, Casey. See how you can do that? Good. And then you're going to lift and make circles together. So they can either go like this, which is what Casey's doing, or they can do this. Right, so there's, and then you change the direction. So it's really interesting to see the different options. When you need to pause, you can pause. That's it, Lynn. Okay, let's all take a rest. We'll come back to it. Right, the things we do. Okay, let's come up again to that position. And I just want to give you a little more time to explore what you maybe didn't explore. So if you moved them away and together, try both of them going the same direction and then change the direction. Whatever you didn't try, try. So there's four options, right? And I know there's a tendency to hold our breath with this, so I get it. Do your best to breathe. Okay, and rest on your backs. I know it's a lot of work. Okay, let's come up to sitting again. Let's bend the right leg, bring it to standing. Turn your face again to the left. Wrap your right arm around your head like you did before, holding the left ear, that's it. And start to fold yourself again. See if it's a little easier to round. Start to bring that right elbow down towards the left knee. You just see if there's a little bit more softening in the rounding. And then you're going to start to lift the left leg to meet the elbow, right? So then you round your back backwards, right? So the first kind of rounding is you take yourself forward. And then when you engage lifting the leg, you round backward. And you can even alternate them. So once, try just rounding yourself forward. Nice, Lynn. Like Lynn's discovering she can go further now. And then the next time you lift the leg and meet the elbow by rounding backwards. And then you fold again down with the elbow and the head. And can you come to the outside of the leg? That's it. And even curl in more. So really twist. A lot of twisting in the ribs. Nice, Casey. And then really fold and twist to the outside. Beautiful. Maybe move that right foot out a little bit. There you go. Give your belly a little bit more room to shift on the front. There you go. And just stick with this a couple more times. Beautiful. And now we're just going to pause, keep the legs the way they are, and you're going to change hands in the direction of your head. So bring your right hand down, turn your face to the right. Wrap the left arm around and think of first the left elbow going down to the left knee and then we'll go to the right, but first go left to left. Nice, Lynn. So you're rounding forward and then you're going to bring the left elbow to the right knee, which is the right knee is the standing one, and even come to the outside. Great. So feel again the twisting. Nice, Bonnie.
It's funny. I think my elbow is going to the outside, but it's not.
There you go. Okay, come back. Pause for a second to lean on both hands. Keep the right leg standing. And let's go back to just lifting and lowering the left leg. Lift and round. erect and sit tall when you lower it. Ah, it's getting better, right? Are we feeling like we're getting taller and better? Yes, there you go, Corinne. Something's changing for some of you in the back and that pelvis. Feel how there's a new area in your tush that you're sitting on. Can you guys feel that? We had a breakthrough with the hamstrings and the glutes. You feel that? Yeah, it's cool. Okay, rest on your backs. And just feel how that altered. There should be more length back there. Feel how that left leg, right, kind of flattened out in the glute and the hamstring? Have to say, this is one of the issues I don't have. I have other issues, but for me, it's always learning to fire these guys, and then I have a great back. I'm not too tight there at all. Oh. Okay, let's come back up to sitting. You're going to change legs. You're going to bend that left leg, right? So you're going to turn your face to the right. You're going to wrap the left hand around your head, holding the right ear. You're going to start by bending that left elbow, the inside and then the outside of that straight right leg. Really twisting your spine, really bending forward. Good. Now you're going to start to lift that long leg and have it meet Excellent. Pause. Bring that arm down. Bring your head to the center and just go ahead and lift your right leg and see how that is right now. Get tall. Not lean forward. Corinne, get tall. That's it. Good. Pause, turn your face to the left, wrap the right hand around your head. Take your right elbow to the bent knee, or sorry, to the right knee. Go straight forward first. I apologize. I had to review this lesson multiple times. There were so many directions. It's like right, left, which elbow, which leg's bent, which straight. Good. Then start to go over to the knee that's bent. That's it, Casey. Right, and so all these variations are to open up, to bring awareness to another part of you to be able to move in a different way, right? So that's what the variations provide for you. Great, come back to leaning on both hands and once again, lift and lower the right leg and see how that's coming along. Arch, Casey, nice. So see if something's happening in the tush there, right? Something right where the ischium is got freed up a little bit. It's right between the glute, right, and the hamstring. And that can just feel like one big bald mess. Right now, this lesson's about freeing that up. Excellent. On your backs and rest. Okay, let's come back up to sitting, leaning on the hands behind you. Okay? Legs in a comfortable position. Let's go back to, let's first start with the right leg. Lift and lower, lift and round, lower and become erect. Right? And you're looking for the movement in that pelvis, right? To round and really arch the pelvis, really get that change of where you sit on the buttocks, cheeks, so you can sit tall, nice, Casey. Pull those shoulder blades back. Get tall and long, right? So you got to sit somewhere different. You're learning to sit on the ischium, right? This is where you see babies sit, where they sit so tall because they're sitting right on those bones. The pelvis isn't tucked under them. Okay, like Lynn, if you want to go over and try the left leg a couple times, go ahead and try lifting the left leg and rounding. But stick with one leg, let's say three lifts, before you alternate again. The other thing to notice for all of you is that you had to have your knees so much more bent. And the back of your legs, the hamstrings have really freed up. And again, it's right where the hamstring attaches in your glute, right? It's a really cool lesson, actually. I know it's hard because it's tight back there, but that's it. Now try once or twice lifting both legs, and then we'll pause again. Lift them both, and then lower and sit tall. Let's do that once or twice, and then let's rest again. Good. Rest on your backs. Just going to do two more things. Okay, let's come back up to sitting again. Legs long, kind of in their V, and now you're going to place your hands behind your head. Okay, and you're going to start to fold yourself forward. So let the legs, that's it. So think of rounding, dropping the elbows to the knees, and then sitting up tall and erecting. So again, rounding forward. Nice! Take the elbows to the knees. Nice. Let the neck lengthen and then sit up nice and tall. Beautiful. Now, pause to place the hands behind you again. Lean on those. And now let's just lift the right leg once and then the left. You can alternate them. Just see how that's coming along. Something else happened in the upper back, and it's again a little lighter, a little bit better. Nice. Okay, rest on your backs. And then let's one last time bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and let's just go back to this movement that's so wonderful of just tilting your pelvis, rounding it and arching, and just feeling the ease now. Feel what freed up again in your butt, your buttocks, right? How you can really come to kind of sitting on those sit bones when you arch and you get a much bigger arch in the lower back. All the way up to the head. So just feel how we've really increased that range And again, something happened between the glutes and the hamstrings where they connect. Something freed up for your pelvis, which is allowing the lower back to have more freedom. Nice, Lynn. Nice, Corinne. Really good. Right, like if you pushed your belly enough forward, you could eventually maybe come all the way up to sitting. What a thought. Because the ribs would come forward. That's it. You would just keep coming, 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 coming. Beautiful, Lynn. Beautiful. Beautiful, Corinne. So you bring that weight on the back of your head because you arch so much. That's it, Casey. Even more. Yes, like that. Nice, Bonnie. Okay, let's let all that go. Lengthen the legs to rest. And just observe how you're feeling now, lying on your backs. Feeling the shoulders, feeling the pelvis, your spine. Gently rolling your head to the right and left. And the ease of rolling your head now. Right, we did so many things with the trunk and the buttocks, but feel the ease now in the cervical spine. And then when you bring your head back to the center, it's just to feel and sense and notice your breath and breathing and how that's opened up. Maybe you can even feel where we identify our kidneys at, that your breath goes all the way back there. There's an expansion down there. Which means that the diaphragm freed up. Okay, so taking your time, you'll roll to a side, you'll come first to sitting and then standing to observe how you feel in standing from this lesson.